And now we're going to take some time to offer up the prayers of the church. I invite the congregation to rise for this time of prayer. And our prayers today are going to take a little bit of a different format. Typically, it's the pastor in the congregation that shares these prayers. Today, we're going to have a reader, Debbie. The reader is going to guide us in the prayer, so to speak, with the words of Psalm 23. So we're praying today through the Good Shepherd Psalm. Let us pray to God Almighty for people everywhere in various needs, for the church around the world, for all who are near and dear to us, and for ourselves.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
We pray, O Lord, that wherever people are calling out to you, wanting for food, clothing, or shelter, that you will awaken in us and in government and social agencies care and compassion. May the blessings you have showered on this planet be shared with them, bringing you all the praise. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul.
Sovereign God, we pray for all people who are suffering under civil unrest. Raise up leaders who will work for peace and justice and will seek ways of reconciliation. Move government leaders to look in empathy on all who are denied basic human rights. Lead them to make decisions to restore calm and human dignity for all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
O Holy Spirit, we pray for the church here and around the world. Grant opportunity for clergy and lay leaders to share the good news, strengthen those who trust in Jesus, and therefore leading many to their Savior. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
Lord Jesus, hear us as we pray for those who know, those we know who are calling out to you for healing of body or mind, who face this day with sudden crises, are enduring long-term illness, or are looking through tears of sorrow. Lord, especially this day, we pray for Brian. We also pray for the Santora family as they attend Brian's grandfather's funeral. Be with them and give them safe travel and ease of mind as they take comfort in their good shepherd. We pray also for those names that we mentioned today on our prayer list, John and Holly, Bob, Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Cole, Janine, Kyla, Jennifer, Jeff, Deanna and Corky, Pamela, Steve, Alan, Marlene, Nicole, Brian, Kyle, Melissa, Twyla, Bev, Virginia, Barry, Aaron, Ashley, Carol, and Anne, and finally Mike. Grant them days of health, relief, and comfort as you accompany them on their journey. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
These and any other things you would have us ask of you, Heavenly Father, grant to us for the sake of Jesus, your Son, our Lord, in whose name we pray.
Amen.